My name is Chaya Rapp, and this is Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Vav. Continuing from the middle of last Perek, Perek Vav records the descendants of the three sons of Levi, followed by the organization of the singers from Shevet Levi, a topic discussed in greater detail in a later Perek. The last part of our Perek lists the 48 cities that were donated by the other tribes to be the Arei Leviya, the cities for the Leviim to live in. The organization of the Leviim singers begins in Pasuk Tezayin. The Pasuk says, Ve'ela asher ha'mid David al yedei shir beis Hashem mimenoach ha'aron. These are the people that David appointed to be in charge of the song in the house of Hashem from the time the Aron rested. What does the house of Hashem refer to? And when is the time that the Aron rested? There are two approaches to this in the commentaries. One approach is that the Beis Hashem, the house of Hashem, refers to the Beis HaMikdash, the temple. The time when the Aron rested would then be when the Aron, the Holy Ark, was finally housed in the Beis HaMikdash after having moved from place to place over the course of about 500 years. Song was an integral part of the service in the Beis HaMikdash. During the Nisach Hayayin, the wine libation of the morning and evening Tamid sacrifices, a minimum of 12 Leviim would stand on a platform called a duchan. Birchas Kohanim, the blessing of priests, is commonly referred to as duchaning because the priest stands on a platform. The Leviim would stand on the duchan and sing a song assigned to that particular day. The song was accompanied by musical instruments, which weren't mandatory, but the songs themselves were a mandatory part of the service. In our Perek, David HaMelech organizes the Leviim into groups headed by three choir masters, Asaph, Heman, and Esan, each of them from the families of one of the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kahath, and Merari. Perek Chaf Hei gives more details of the organization of the Leviim into 24 groups, each serving 2 weeks in the Beis HaMikdash. The next pasuk reads, Vayehu Mishrasim Lefnei Mishkan Ol Moed Bashir, Ad Beno Shlomo es Beis Hashem b'Yerushalayim. The order of the Leviim set up by David served in the Mishkan until Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. So the organization that David established took effect immediately in the Mishkan and then continued to function when the Beis HaMikdash was built. Radak has a different approach to the resting of the Aron described in our Pasuk. The Mishkan stood in four different places during the hundreds of years between when the Jews entered Israel and the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Those four places were Gilgal, Shiloh, where it spent the majority of its time, Nov, and finally Givon. The Aron was initially housed in the Mishkan, but after being captured in a war by the Philistines and eventually returned, it moved through a series of places. Meanwhile, David HaMelech became king. For the first 7 years, he ruled only over his own Shevet of Yehuda, and his monarchy was centered in Hebron. Once he was accepted by all of Israel, the center of his monarchy moved to Yerushalayim, and at that point he moved the Aron to Yerushalayim amidst great celebration described in Perek Tezvav. The Aron was then placed in a specially built tent, and it resided there for 43 years, 33 of David's reign in Yerushalayim, and 10 of Shlomo's before the Beis HaMikdash was completed. Radak says that the Beis Hashem refers to this tent, and the resting of the Aron described in the Pasuk refers to the Aron having been brought to Yerushalayim after it had been moving from place to place. Sacrifices were also brought at the site of the Aron, so there were two distinct places of worship, Givon, where the Mishkan stood, and the tent which housed the Aron. Sacrifices at the tent had the status of service on a private altar called a bama, and as such there was no obligation to accompany these sacrifices with song. According to Radak, David's innovation here was introducing a special song to be sung at the tent of the Aron. The text of this song is recorded in Perek Tezayin of Divrei Hayamim and begins with the words, Hodu LaHashem Kiru B'Shmo Hodiyo Ba'amim Alila Sav. Shirulo, Zamrulo, Sichu b'chonivlo sav. Praise Hashem, call in His name, proclaim His deeds among the people, sing His praises, and speak of His wondrous acts. Seder Olam says that the song was a temporary practice, limited to the 43-year interim period when the Aron was in a tent in Yerushalayim before the Beis HaMikdash was built. Yet this song is familiar to us. The Torah in Orach Chaim quotes the following in his discussion of Psukei Dezimra, which are the songs of praise that are said in davening before the recitation of Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. The Torah says, "V'yesh mekomo shenoagim lomar mizmor l'soda hodu laHashem k'ru b'shmo, kasher hu kasuv k'divrei hayamim." In some places, it is the custom to say the praise that begins with the words "Hodu laHashem k'ru b'shmo," as it is written in Divrei Hayamim. Levisha David kavaola amro b'chol yom lifnei ha'aron, because David established that it be said every day before the Aron. In fact, the vast majority of Psukei Dezimra are authored by David HaMelech, derived either from Tehillim, from Psalms, or from Divrei Hayamim. Continuing on to the choirs of the Leviim. In contrast to the genealogies at the beginning of the Perek, where Gershon's descendants are listed first because he is the oldest son of Levi, with respect to the singers, the Kahas line is listed first, because Haman from the family of Kahas was the most important among the three choir masters. He stood in the middle, with Asaph and Asan, from Gershon and Merari respectively, standing on his two sides. Haman is a descendant of Korach, and his genealogy is listed all the way back to Yaakov, with the last pasuk being Ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi ben Yisrael. He was the son of Yitzhar, who is the son of Kahas, the son of Levi, and the son of Yisrael, who is Yaakov. Interestingly, the genealogies of the other two choir masters only go back to Levi. Yaakov is listed here in the lineage of Haman to make up for the fact that he is omitted somewhere else. In Sefer Bamidbar, Korach, the ancestor of Haman, is identified as the son of Yitzhar, the son of Kahas, the son of Levi, and then the list stops there. Yaakov's name is deliberately omitted from the lineage of Korach. Korach, as is well known, led a rebellion against Moshe. Yaakov, seeing this rebellion in the future of the tribe of Levi, davened when he gave a bracha to Levi at the end of his life that his name not be associated with the assembly of Korach. Bekahalam al techad kvodi. But that's not the last we hear of the family of Korach. In Sefer Tehillim we find some of the musical compositions are authored by sons of Korach. Tehillim ben Beis, for example, begins with the words Lamnatseach maskil levnei Korach, a maskil meaning a musical composition for the sons of Korach. Rashi there says, Aser v'alkana v'avyasaf heim hayu tzchila b'atzas aviha. Aser, Elkanah, and Eviasaph, the sons of Korach, originally backed their father in his rebellion against Moshe. Ubishas hamachlokas pershu. And the very last minute, in the middle of the controversy, they separated. Ukesh nivlu'u kol sivivosehem, upascha ha'aretz etz piha, nishar makomam besuch piha aretz, kenyan shenamar ubinei Korach lo mesu. At the last minute, they changed their minds. When the earth opened and swallowed everything and everyone around them, there was a spot left for them to stand on, and they were saved. In fact, in Sefer Bamidbar, we are told, Ubnei Korach lo mesu, the sons of Korach didn't die. So in honor of the sons of Korach who repented, and later sang divinely inspired songs of praise to Hashem, the lineage of Haman, the main choir master, and a descendant of Korach's sons, is traced back to Yaakov. The last part of the Perek lists the cities assigned to the Kohanim and Leviim. In Bamidbar Yudches, Hashem tells Aaron regarding the tribe of Levi, Ba'artzam lo sinchal v'chelek lo yelecha besocham, ani chalkecha v'nachlascha besoch b'nei Yisrael. Levi does not get a nachla, they don't get a portion in the land of Israel, because Hashem says, I am your portion. The role of the Leviim is service in the Beis HaMikdash, as singers and musicians, and in many other roles involving the administration and function of the Beis HaMikdash. Having land to work would be a distraction, but obviously they had to live somewhere, so each of the other Shvatim was expected to give some of their cities to Levi for a total of 48 cities, six of which are designated to be Arei Miklat, cities of refuge. For the purpose of distributing cities, the Leviim were divided into four groups. Group 1, the Kohanim from Kahas. Group 2, the non-Kohanim from Kahas. Group 3, the family of Gershon. Group 4, the family of Merari. The 12 Shvatim, the 12 tribes, were also divided into four groups, each group containing three tribes. So there were four recipients and four givers. So for example, Reuven, Gad, and Zvulun donated cities to the family of Merari. In discussing the cities that the families of the Kohanim were given, there is a list of 9 cities that are listed separately. 9 cities that were from the tribes of Yehuda and Shimon that were given to the families of the Kohanim. What was special about these 9 cities? It's possible that these are the cities that the Levium actually lived in at the time Divrei HaYamim was written. As we know from Sefer Ezra, not a lot of Levium came back from the exile, and it makes sense that the small number that returned chose to settle in the cities from Yehuda and Shimon, which were close to Yerushalayim. The section dealing with the Levi cities is largely a repetition of Yehoshua Perek Chaf Aleph, with some differences. Radak accounts for the differences in details between the cities listed in Yehoshua and here as follows. First, he says, Shemos Mishtanim Mimashatim Tzabasir for Yehoshua, the Husha Kasafti Lecha B'Shmos Bnei Adam. He says, in general, it's not unusual for a person or a place to have multiple names. He also adds, V'yish Mefarshim Ki Kolsha Nishtanu Kan Haya Ki Kishenafal Hagora Lases Hamuniyim B'Yehoshua, Hayuk Tzas Ha'arim B'Yad Knanim, V'Hifrishu Acherim Tachtayim Ad Shekavashim. Radak also adds that during the time of Yehoshua, when the original allocation occurred, some of the cities that were meant to be allocated were still in the hands of the Canaanites. Therefore, during the time of Yehoshua, other cities were substituted in their place until that time at which the designated cities were captured. The first Levi city listed as being given to the Kohanim is Hebron. The Pasuk says, Vayitnu lahem es Hebron beretz Yehuda ve'es migrashaha svivosaha. They were given Hebron and its clearings. The word migrash refers to areas that were left unbuilt and unplanted for the purpose of the beautification of the city. The Pasuk continues, Ve'estei ha'ir ve'schatzereha nasnu l'kalev ben Yefuna. The fields around the cities were given to Kalev. We know that Kalev is one of the spies sent by Moshe. As a reward for resisting their derogatory report, he was given Ha'aretz Asher Darachba, the land that he walked upon. The Medrash tells us that this refers to the city of Hebron, which he went to on his own to daven at the graves of his forefathers that he not be negatively influenced by the rest of the spies. The Gemara asks, how can Hebron be given to Kalev, the Hebron Ir Mikladhu? Hebron is a Levi city. In fact, it's a city of refuge. The Gemara answers that the suburbs, the outlying fields and villages, were given to Kalev, just as the Pasuk says, Sedei ha'ir v'chatzareha, the fields, the outskirts. These weren't actually part of the city of Hebron, but were called Hebron since that was the mother city closest to them. Our parak, which discusses Shevet Levi and their unique roles as musicians and choir masters, gives us insight into what we daven for in the Musaf prayer of the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. We daven that Hashem should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash as it once was. B'nei Beischa kevatchila, v'hashev kohanim la'avodasam leviyim l'shiram, and restore the kohanim to their service and the leviyim to their song, hopefully speedily in our days. The shir is dedicated l'zecher nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudis Bas Gedaliahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Neviim and Shivas Tzion left an indelible mark on her many students.